Welcome to the MegaCast.
And welcome everybody to the MegaCast, episode number 95. I am your lovely, lovely host, Wilco, and yeah, I'm doing it tonight, so you're stuck with me. Sorry, I'm back. This has been like 8 weeks since I've been on this podcast, yeah, look, but we're going to do it. Episode number 95. I think maybe
by the time we hit episode 100, we'll have another three or four Australian Prime Ministers.
Don't joke around. We're never hitting episode number 90, number 100.
I'm just saying, like, there'll be a new episode every Australian Prime Minister.
That's what we're going for. Which at this rate, we'll have 100 up by the end of the week. It'd be great.
Yeah, exactly.
Episode number 95. It's happening. It's here. With me, you just heard him. That's the voice of stupidity.
Hey, come on now.
It hasn't been that long. Josh Perkins, anyway. How you going, mate?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Oh, I'm tired as fuck. It's great.
Now, aren't you meant to like not be as tired at the moment? Don't you finish earlier and get some sleep and stuff? What's happening?
Not on a Tuesday. Tuesdays are the worst days of the week.
Right.
Because we are short a driver on a Tuesday and we get all our late freight on a Tuesday. So what they do is they go, okay, we're going to give you freight at 8:30, 10:30 and 12:30. So that means I only get to collect it all at 12:30, which means today I had 57 parcels to deliver at 1 o'clock.
Nice.
Across the whole big area. And at that rate, you can only do 14 an hour. So at that rate, physically impossible to get it all done by 5 o'clock after I started at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
So you got to feed it out, but I couldn't really feed it out to many people. So I finished at about 4:20 something today.
Yeah, blaze it.
After, like I said, a bit before 4 o'clock start. So that's my Tuesdays. Monday was good. Like I finished at 10:20. Something like that in the morning, which is good. Then I usually get one other day where I finish early as well, but definitely not a Tuesday.
Definitely not a chance. I feel like you need a parcel cannon that you can just kind of load out the side.
I'm actually in a bit of battlefield mode, so I want one of those bombers where I can just fly over the top and just there's your parcels, bitches. And yeah, that'd be sweet. I could do that actually.
Yeah.
We've always joked about a system where we just basically hand out everyone in our area those little, you know, when you get the food and you order food at the pub and it rattles when your dinner's ready.
Yep.
And I just buzz these people and say, "Hey, your parcel's ready," and then they just come meet us at the pub and have a drink with us and get their parcel. That'd be the easiest way to deliver parcels, I think. But anyway.
Yeah. Actually, I like that idea. You should implement that.
I think that'll be when I take over the world. That'll be the idea that I bring with me the most. But yeah, this other person you are hearing with us as well is Mr. Butters. Welcome, the fourth member of the podcast.
The intern.
Yeah, the intern. The unpaid. We're all unpaid though. That's the problem.
Yeah, so, I'm just saying he stays as the intern until I get a good coffee. That's it. Once you get a good coffee, he's a full member.
Good luck with that.
You know, Butters. Chop chop. Oh.
I got a few weeks now. It's PAX time, so
you've got 8 weeks. But unfortunately, the sad man that's with us will not be at PAX. So. No.
Well, I guess I'll just chuck it in the mail for him.
Good man.
It'll be probably nice and beautiful by the time it gets up to Mackay.
Fuck yeah, it will.
Yeah. So, how do we run one of these things? I haven't done one of these things for a while. Do we talk about stuff and do things? And
I think we what? Do. Okay. I thought we'd just sit around and talk about ourselves for a little while.
Yeah.
Well, that's easy for you. You've got that down pat. Mister, I've been on holidays for the last, 3 weeks?
It's 1 week. One week. And I had man flu for a week, you know, so.
That's almost a holiday.
Oh, gold. Anyway, let's start with Mr. Perko himself. What have you been up to, young man, in the world of gaming, I guess, or just life in general?
Yeah, as you said, I've been, last week I was on holiday. I was down in Sydney. Catching up with some friends down there. I got a mate who's going through some tough times. He doesn't listen to this, but shout out to my good friend Ace.
Love you, Ace.
Is a wonderful, wonderful man and is our old DM, actually. He used to DM for us in D&D when he was living back up here in Mackay.
Poor guy.
And really, we actually played a game of D&D while we were down there with another one of my mates, Aaron, and some of his guys.
Do you know I'm surprised about this whole story the most is that you got mates.
Yeah, no, it's weird. It's fucking weird, right?
It doesn't fit right in my brain.
You know, somehow I've been paying them enough for them to stay around. you know.
That's why you're always working so hard.
Yeah, I gotta pay my friends. But yeah, so no, we were down in Sydney for a week, and it was good. It was a nice relaxing time. Came back feeling really refreshed. Froze my tits off at an AFL game because it was cold as sin. Because of that,
I don't understand. What's this AFL game you're talking about?
Oh, mate, you know, it's the best game out there. Best game out there that you want
to... That was a PS3 game, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's the best kind of ball-foot game combination that you'll come across. Anyways. So, yeah.
Is it Rockstar?
Rockstar one? Yeah. They're all Rockstars, mate. All Rockstars. While I was down in Sydney, I obviously didn't play too much because I didn't really have anything.
Don't lie. You've got a Switch. You should be able to play wherever you go.
Yeah, there just wasn't much. I took it with me, but I didn't really turn it on. There wasn't really much that was drawing me to turn it on, I guess. So I did a lot of reading. I read a lot of books while we were down there and watched a lot of TV when we were in a place where TV could be watched. But apart from that, we did a lot of walking. So that was.
I hear that's bad for you, to be honest.
Yep, it is. It's horrible. Yeah. Drank a lot of really weird things, too. Drank out of a skull. Watched a barman light a bar on fire. Yeah, it's cool. Actually,
sounds
there was
like
this
you're
one.
Still, you were still in Mackay.
Yeah. There was this one drink we had. I can't remember where we were at. It was called the Panda. It wasn't the Panda. It was some bloody fucking weird thing. Anyways, but we had a look at we bought it from a mate and gave it to him, and it just about spewed from it because it was, I think it was rum and Shiraz.
Oh,
they were the two basic elements of this fucking cocktail. I'm like,
that sounds horrible.
Why Shiraz? Why red fucking wine? Because
they bought the intern that they have there many bottles of Shiraz, and they're like, what can we do with it?
Mix it with this rum.
Sell it to the idiots.
It was horrid, man. But so that was Sydney. Just lots of alcohol and relaxing, which is good. I did a lot of reading. I've finished all of Jim Butcher's books in the Dresden Files now, waiting for his new one. I'm picking back up the Mistborn series from Brandon Sanderson because that's always good for a reread. Apart from that, once we got home, I've been dithering around. I've been trying to find... I don't know. I'm in a bit of a weird mood at the moment with my gaming. I think it's because Spider-Man's so close. I'm looking for something that I thought might be a bit similar because I'm so excited for it. So I picked up Batman Arkham Knight again. Chuck that in the PS4.
You do know that that's not really similar. One's DC, one's Marvel.
I know that. But I'm thinking that the gameplay with the with the fighting and the dodging and stuff is going to be fairly similar.
I know what you mean. I'm just being a dick.
Well, I wasn't sure, Wilco, because it's hard to tell with you sometimes.
I do my best, mate. I like to keep people on their toes.
So been playing that, and I've been...
The latest one?
Yeah, Arkham Knight.
Yeah, okay.
Latest one, yeah. So, and been having some issues with the internet over the weekend and today, so I've been trying to update Warframe. And haven't quite got there yet, but that update.
Did you dry out the bit of string that leads out to the internet?
No, because I think the issue is there hasn't been enough rain, so it's too dry.
Okay.
So I had to go.
I thought someone would have been hanging their clothes on the string, which tends to slow down the internet as well.
No, I did check that. Okay, first. Cool. You know, I don't know if any rats have chewed it though. I haven't checked that yet.
Oh, that could be a problem.
Yeah. So that's kind of where I'm at. But that kind of covers me out, I guess, for what I've been doing. Not a lot, okay. I think. All of that could probably be summed up with not a lot.
Okay, cool. That's 3 weeks of gaming into not a lot. Butters, what have you been playing, mate?
Been getting stuck into Mafia 3 again.
Oh, it's free on something, isn't it?
Yeah.
PS Plus, I'm pretty sure.
PS Plus. I got it on my PC. Played a little bit of it ages ago. And just the other day, I'm like, what can I do? I kind of want to shoot people, but not have to play like a first-person shooter or anything like that, and I don't have GTA installed, so I'll jump back into Mafia 3. Give that a go.
I just want to say, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever get the feeling that you need to shoot people, that's how you do it. You install fucking Mafia 3, all right?
Yep.
That's what you do.
Oh, very topical. Very topical.
Yes.
Moving on.
But yeah, playing that Mafia 3 has reminded me why I kind of stopped playing it. It's buggy as all shit.
I still... But,
yeah. It's still.
They've basically walked away from that series now, haven't they?
I think so. Yeah. It was last night. I was just driving along, and there was a car basically walking down the street on its boot. It sunk into the road, flew up into the sky, and then landed and drove off. I'm like, cool.
Were you sure you weren't playing PUBG?
100% wasn't playing PUBG. I was still alive. Aside from that, I did get in a little bit of Rainbow Six and Division. Winner. Last week, or Rainbow Six was probably the week before, actually. I've played a little bit of We Happy Few, another nice buggy game for everyone there. And I've also been eating smoked ribs, which were delicious, and they're all gone now.
Go make some more.
I will.
There you go. Didn't you play some Madden as well?
Oh, yeah. That's the other game I've been playing. I've been playing a shitload of Madden 19.
I love how I know more than you've been playing.
My brain's not working today.
Didn't you also play these other four games? That's okay. Mine
wasn't either. I was halfway through reading text in Discord because people are pinging me in the middle of a podcast, people. Come on.
Yeah, I know, right?
Stop pinging me in the middle of a podcast. Anyway, cool. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I played a shitload of Madden 19. It's good fun. It reminded me why I like Madden. And now it's on PC, so.
And you got, so this is, let's go into it. This is because you purchased EA Premier. Did you talk about it last time you were on the podcast?
No, because I didn't have it last time I was on the podcast.
I talked you into it, didn't I?
No, I was just looking at it like, you know what, fuck it. For $129, like, if I hate it, I've still got access to it and all that sort of stuff, but basically $129 and I get full access to EA's library.
That's such a good statement. Mm. It's $129, and if I hate it, I still have it.
Yeah. I have it for the year. I can cancel it and then never do it again and be like, that was a waste of money, but I got some fun out of it. But yeah, no, it's heaps good because I've now got the full Battlefield 1 complement.
Yeah, with all the season passes with it. So that's pretty cool.
And
you got about did you get about 30 battle crates when you did that as well?
I haven't actually opened it up since I got Premiere, so I don't know.
Didn't you? I was opening them on stream for every follower I had that many. I'm like, I'm never going to sit there and just open all these. This is a nightmare.
Yeah, I haven't actually opened up Battlefield since I got Premiere, so I don't know.
We should do that. We should play that again soon.
Yes, we should. And I'm keen for Battlefield 5, actually.
Yes, which is next week beta, so that's going to be pretty sick.
Oh, it is too.
Uh-huh. I've just talked with Bobby Jar. What's his head? How do I pronounce it?
Bobby Jar.
He's Boba. Going to play with me next week. Battlefield 5, so pretty sick. Pretty keen for that. So.
Nice.
So that's all you've been up to? Did you play anything else in the back catalogue of EA?
No, I haven't actually. I've installed a couple of things, but I can't remember what they are.
I basically installed the whole catalogue, including Sims 4. Nice. So that's how bad I went.
I don't have that much space. So.
I did. I'm just like, oh, she's getting full. I'll just use this other drive that's sitting there doing nothing. So yeah, that's one of the things I've been playing is because I picked up EA Premier and downloaded all the things and did all the things. I played some Command & Conquer Red Alert 2, which was good fun.
That's a blast from the past.
Command & Conquer.
Yeah, it was. I've downloaded the whole 17-year collection bundle that they have, but I wanted to start there. I only played the first mission because I want to stream it eventually when I get time. But yeah, memories come flooding back. It was really good. So,
nice.
Just to play an RTS again of that quality from back in the day. Where what's the name? All the actors, the big name actors that are in the FMVs. I'm just like, I know you, Natasha. Oh yes, Natasha. That's the memories. But yeah, she was the she's like the hero in the first mission. You just basically send her over, and she just wipes out the whole Russian army in one go. It's just easy mode. But yeah, that's a good game. But yeah, playing some Battlefield 1, as we were saying before. We need to get more people playing Conquest. That was good, Josh, wasn't it?
Yeah, Conquest is by far the best mode that they've got.
Yeah, and it just saddens me that we have to play all the other. The other modes, because it's just too hard to get into a Conquest map.
Yeah, there's not many Conquest map or Conquest servers that are available this late in the game.
But we had a few wins in that. We thought we finally got in. But the matches are long too, which is the other bad side of it. But yeah, I had that feeling. I had that want. We've been playing it a bit instead of Division and Rainbow Six lately. So
yes, the good thing about Conquest as well is you can suck and you don't really drag the team down too much.
No. See, that's the thing. Like with the smaller modes, you pretty much you have to be good with the gun.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how good support and all that kind of stuff you are. When there's only the few people on the team and you're getting wiped out, you're screwed anyway. When there's massive teams like that, you know, you can be the support and be proper support, go around healing people and
yeah.
be the ammo man and oh, sorry, not the support, the healer, and be support and be the ammo medic. Man and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's been good. I've been enjoying that. But I'm still playing Fortnite when I can because that's just the brainless stuff I need when I'm not working for like, you know, half an hour just doing the dailies. And the battle pass is up to about level 60 something on the battle pass, which is
I'm still shocked you're playing that game, Wilco.
Yeah, I sat there and played for an hour or so yesterday. It was really good, but I can't kill anyone. I literally went for the whole session without killing a single person, but I was, you know, knocking challenges over, and that's all I really cared about, and that's the joy of it. I'm not good at it. I came like 5th and 6th a couple of times, but without a kill. But, yeah, it's still doing it. Still playing it. Playing a heap of the Division at the moment. So, global events on at the moment.
That's right. That is.
Finally got my first 6-piece set, but we'll talk about that more on the other podcast we do. It's locked on. So, I don't know. What else have we been playing, Josh? What have we played on stream? Nothing.
Yeah, Division and some Rainbow Six, basically.
Yeah, gee, that Rainbow Six, you wouldn't have seen it, Josh, another locked on thing, but the Paris Major, if you have any kind of interest in watching esports, then you should go back and watch some of the Paris Major matches. Oh, yeah. Those guys are really, 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 really good. It's really entertaining stuff, so.
Yeah, right.
Rainbow Six at its best, so yeah, it's going to be good. Other than that, just sort of gearing up for PAX Oz, since it is now 2 months away.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. It snuck up on me.
That's it. We've got a few things. I've got to actually do my media application or content creator application form very soon. And yeah, just teeing up some things with Ubisoft to do with the podcast with Locked On. And hopefully we might have some interviews with some key Rainbow Six sports players and a few other bits and pieces lined up. So that's pretty good. So keep an eye out for lots of content coming out of PAX once again, especially with all the indies that are there. So, yeah, looking forward to what it brings. But other than that, I'd like to say I'm playing heaps, but I'm just not. Oh, I've played that Pincross, the puzzle game on Switch that came out, number 2 version of that.
You got to do
boxes and stuff. It was pretty cool. It's a mindless game once again, so that's it. Let's go into the news, because that's what the people are really here for, I guess.
This is the fucking news.
Okay, so we sort of hinted at this before. I don't know how to tackle this subject, but we
look,
will.
Look, I think we tackle it the way we tackle most things, mate, with no feelings, I guess.
No feelings.
It is just what it is. There's obviously a whole bunch of other stuff involved, but obviously we're talking about the fatal shooting that happened at the Madden tournament in Florida.
If you haven't heard about it by now, you're probably living under a rock. Just the fact that it's hit the gaming community pretty hard, because it's the first real incident we've had in our little inner circle.
Yeah, at a gaming tournament, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And that, obviously, as we were just talking about PAX, Oz is coming up soon, and it sort of makes you think.
And PAX West, I think, is in a couple of days.
PAX
too,
West is this week, currently this week. About to start this week over in America. So, a little bit somber for those people attending that.
And there's a lot of fear. My understanding is there's a lot of fear around that as well, because these kind of things just generate that kind of level of fear.
Yeah.
I think all we can really say, there's a lot of news out there about it, and some of it is on the money, and some of it's not, and some of it's speculation, and I guess I don't particularly want to speculate about reasons and all that kind of stuff, but you know, there was some people that sadly lost their lives there, EA's done the right thing, I think, and cancelled the remaining Madden Classic qualifiers in the wake of it, and now it's just got to move on from there. I think it just highlights the issue that that particular country's got with the ease of access to weapons. I mean, we've discussed it before on the podcast when we really shouldn't because it's a political issue, but you know, I think it just highlights that something needs to change. Yeah, and I don't know if it will.
Definitely. Well, definitely needs to change, but yeah, with you, I don't think it's gonna.
No. My only,
or anytime soon at least.
My only worry is that, you know, coming out of it, it's gonna paint, you know, games and gamers in a bad light again, you know, and I hope that anything, any news and stuff that starts coming out of it from your mainstream media outlets focus more on the person and any issues he may have had and not the fact that he was a gamer.
Yeah.
And that's the reason for it, you know?
I sort of actually hope they don't focus on the person at all, but the people that...
Well, yeah, victims, but... Yeah, the victims. But, you know, not just throwing around, oh, he was a gamer, so he's, you know...
I think there's a few places that have already done that, to be honest.
Yeah, so...
They always will, because that's what clicky baitiness happens. We were talking about that the other day with some other topic. All the hate for the Division 2 at the moment. I said that's why people complain, because you could put a little video up and people can click on it and all of a sudden it can go viral and you make lots and lots of money for doing something stupid. So it's almost just as bad as some of the dodgy, you know, stuff that's going around at the moment. So it's just sad and there's not much else we can do but just pray it doesn't happen again. Pray that someone steps up and changes the laws over there, or, you know, people who have these thoughts talk to someone and actually try and get help, and rather than actually going ahead and doing it, because it just shouldn't happen anymore. But anyway, let's move on to other sad news. Dota 2 was in the spotlight this week because of some international thing that they did.
So the international
$11 million went to some team because they played well.
OG, I think it was. Now, Maddie, our wonderful illustrious leader, who's not here tonight.
I assume that's why he's away at the moment. He's still hanging over from the craziness that was.
He got back today, so I picked him up from the airport and he gave me a real quick rundown. And Dota 2 has never really been my thing, but he was really excited about it. And I think that's what matters, you know. Apparently, OG winning was a pretty big thing in this.
Apparently.
For a lot of reasons. So... The way Maddie explained it to me was, my understanding of it is that basically when you get the invite, you know, when you put your team forward, which is about 3 months before the international actually starts, like that's your final lock-in point, and then the team can't change. If the team changes, you're out, full stop. So OG had a team up until the day of the final lock-in, and then two people pulled out. So the team found two others. They just sent emails around. One of them had never played in a LAN tournament at all, right? He'd only played online tournaments, is my understanding. And the other guy had done some small LAN tournaments and had won about $3,000. That's it, right? So
you're saying I've got a chance?
Yeah, well, apparently, because these guys went through and because they'd had a team change right at the last minute, they had gotten an invite that took them straight to the international, but because they had a team change, they had to go through every single qualifier leading up to the international, right? And get through all of them to the international, then start at the bottom and work their way up there, as opposed to not having to do all the qualifiers, you know?
God damn.
So they could have been knocked out at any point. And they got all the way through. They'd had, as a team, 3 months to practice before the international while doing all the qualifiers and everything as well. And won. And we're talking guys, as I said, there's a guy who's never ever done a LAN game, a LAN tournament before. He's walking away with, I think it was $11 million, so what, 1.5 US, 2 million Australian? That's just fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
It's not bad for, well, I suppose it was 3 months worth of work.
Yeah, 3 months worth of work, but still.
Just sitting there clicking on things.
Like, yeah, I'd like to get paid $2 million for 3 months worth of work. That'd be friggin' nice. And Matt went on about a whole bunch of other stuff about... I think the final game, this was the first time, maybe in the history of the tournament, Matt will correct me next week if I'm wrong, where the final game's actually gone to the full five games and it hasn't been decided beforehand. By, you know, in three or four games. And apparently, like, the last two were edge of the seat, you know, 60, 70-minute endeavours, which is pretty cool.
Good Lord.
There's
no way I could have sat through that.
I'm sure if anybody listening is a Dota 2 fan, they would have watched it anyways.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, apparently it's a pretty big thing.
Sorry, I missed all that. I was just downloading Dota 2. I'm
just
going to
practice. Just going to start getting some practice in.
Yeah, anyone can do
it. Just got to make sure you can accurately click on things. And
yeah.
I can click on things. Don't worry about that.
The only other thing is, too, Maddie told me that next year, the internationals, they've announced it's going to be in Shanghai, which will be the first time, because it's usually over in America. And he reckons it's affordable to get to, so I think he's going to go to that next year. So if you are a Dota 2 fan and you're thinking you'd love to go to an international as a spectator, maybe next year's the year to go.
Maybe.
Or maybe you just download and get good and play it, and you get there for free and win money for doing
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do yeah, that I'd too.
Much rather get paid to go there than
than pay to go there. Yeah, that's yeah. fair.
But that also requires me to get good at a game that I don't like, so...
Yeah, that's fair. So the next point in the news is Warframe.
Yep.
Josh will fill you in on the somethings.
New Warframe update, which I'm pretty excited about, called Mask of the Revenant, has released and brings with it a new Warframe, surprisingly, called Revenant. And it looks awesome, and I need it in my life, and I was doing some reading, and apparently there's also a sentient shotgun that's been released... And I need that as well, and I just need to get back into Warframe because it, like, fuck, it looks good. Like, this thing, this Revenant Warframe, you can just make all the enemies around you like thralls, so they just fight for you, and then you can steal health from them and all kinds of shit, man. It's fucking gonna be sweet. Can't wait. I need the update to happen now on my computer so I can play it.
Yeah, I actually saw the trailer for this. Looks pretty sweet. I kind of want to get that now.
Yeah, yeah. It looks cool, man. I am keen as a bean.
Oh, I told you I played like 5 minutes of Warframe, didn't I?
Yeah. But get good, you know.
I did some horde mode thing and then I got out of it and McDad's like, you got all these things now. You got to add them to all these mods. And I'm like, there's no mods here. So apparently I did that 10 minutes worth of work for nothing. And I went, okay, cool. I'm going to bed.
That's fair.
Actually, no, I think we then fell into Battlefield 1 because that was more entertaining. I think it was the same night we tried Call of Duty Black Ops Beta, and that was terrible.
Yeah, I've heard terrible things about Blops. Yeah. The Blops Beta, so...
But that's because I'm bad. The game is probably enjoyable and good, but I physically cannot play the game, so therefore it was terrible. But speaking of things that aren't terrible, CD Projekt Red finally released their Cyberpunk 2077 gameplay from E3
on YouTube. I think it was the E3 stuff, yeah.
With our 47-minute video. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, and my life is not complete.
No, I've only seen screen caps from it, and it looks fucking awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, it comes with a disclaimer of, hey, this is pre-alpha, this is... very much tech stuff. This is not complete and does not reflect what the final game will look like.
So, like they did with the trailer from E3, I guess. Throughout it, right at the end, I think there's another little hidden letter that seems to go for 29 pages or something that they've released about them releasing this and CD Projekt Red saying, look, we were umming and ahhing about it for quite some time because it realistically it probably doesn't show what the end game's going to be, you know, what it's finally going to be, its final release. But, you know, they thought about it and discussed it with some other people and decided to do it. So,
yeah. I heard an interesting take on it today on when I was listening to the kind of funny Daily Show thing. They had the guy from Donut County on there, and he said he didn't think about things like that in his process of making the game, and he put a screenshot out back in, what did he say, like 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously nothing to do with what the game finished up being 6 years later, but people just Google search Donut County, and that's the screenshot they grab for articles they're doing now, and they're putting up a screenshot that has nothing to do with the final product of the game. And that's one of the reasons that would have them so tentative. Like, this is something that in, let's say, 3 years time this game comes out, people will be bringing this trailer out and screenshots from this trailer
and comparing it
and compare, not even comparing it, just saying this is what is the thing, because they're not doing research into the game at all. They're just quickly doing articles.
Yeah. But I think it's important to point out, you know, I mean, let's jump back to No Man's Sky and what they, you know, a little bit different.
Beautiful, beautiful game, yeah.
Yeah, but what they promised and what was finally released, I know that it was kind of the other way, but you can kind of look along at the same lines, you know. They're effectively going, this is the gameplay, and then in 3 years' time, the gameplay could be totally different, you know.
Yeah.
And there will be people that will go, no, you promised me this 3.5 years ago, you bastards.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll have more thoughts on this next time I get to talk about it, because I haven't seen it yet. But I'm really, really, really psyched to see it, because from what everyone said, it is amazing. So they changed it a bit for the Gamescom version as well. They you now play as a male in that one, in the demo in that. But you still get to romance a male, so they're just showing off the different sexuality choices you can make in the game. So it's pretty cool. And the other big news is the game is now complete. You can actually play it through from start to finish, which is a fairly major milestone in the game's development. So
if they've, I suppose it'd be a lot of touch-ups and all that sort of stuff here and there. Well,
said they have to actually add assets to things. There's actually just placeholder stuff there. They've got to actually make the assets and put them in and stuff like that. But in a lot of testing and stuff like that.
So it might be coming a little bit sooner than we thought. Maybe.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, I don't know. Hey.
I'm thinking from that point, you're probably looking at a fall next year, but then maybe push to March. Yeah, if it's. Playable from start to finish. That someone brought up that God of War was playable start to finish 16 months before release, which puts us around about that November mark next year. Give it a couple more months, look, it'll probably be one of those quarter one 2020 titles, but I can't see it being later than that anymore. Like, I thought it was going to be 2020 Christmas or 2021 Christmas, but it's clearly maybe next year or early the year after. So.
Yeah,
so we're going to have to keep an eye on...
The only reason I expected it to go longer was that the stunt they pulled at E3 with the fan artwork and fan stuff that you can put in the game, you know, put your...
That's a different game.
That's Beyond Good and Evil.
Yeah.
It was too. Never mind. Fuck.
Don't worry. Josh is just an idiot. And we'll move on from that.
Yeah, let's move on from there.
Let's talk about Smash Brothers something, 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 something as well. Are getting a limited edition pro controller.
Yep.
Is that a cool thing or what? Best Buy. It's America, man. What are you doing putting this in here?
Well, we'll probably end up getting it here at EB. So.
Yeah, I know we will. I'm just being a shit, so.
If you're
anyone excited about Smash Brothers?
I am. I am pretty excited for it. I think it should be good. I like Smash.
I want to play Mario Party, to be honest. That's what I want to play. But anyway, we'll
go. Mario Party is heaps fun, but it's one of those things where it's always being couch co-op. You can never do it as an online thing. And it's like, well, what's the point of me buying a couch co-op game? Like, all my friends
are on the internet. Get good, get friends, mate. Get good and get friends.
I do have friends. They're on the internet.
Yeah, they live in Mackay, dude.
Well, that's the first problem you've got.
I never said I chose well, but, you know.
Are you guys getting this or not?
Yeah, I'll be getting Smash. I'm pretty excited. I'm pretty excited to run around and beat everybody up with the Belmonts, you know, from Castlevania. That's going to be pretty cool. Keen to see what the Castlevania stage is like. And there's still more characters to be announced, apparently, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah, this is cool.
It's going to be a pretty big roster.
The Pro Controller looks simple but nice as well.
I think it looks terrible, but...
It's a simple design to which the Pro Controller is like, there's not much they can do with it.
Is that the symbol they're going with? Because I thought that was the symbol they had for 4.
No. That's literally the symbol that they've had since the inception of Smash.
Okay, well, there you go. I'm not a Smash fan. You can obviously tell that. But
Yes.
I guess simple white with a bit of see-through black, the symbol on there.
Well, all the Pro Controllers have a see-through faceplate on them.
Yeah, I know that.
You can read the little message that they've got printed on the circuit board.
Now, why aren't we seeing these limited edition Pro Controllers with other big titles? I guess they haven't really had much since Zelda or Mario, obviously, I guess. Because now, I looked at it the other day and I'm like, Nintendo really hasn't done much this year. They've got Ultimate and they've got the Pokemons. Aces was a flop.
It may be interesting to see if what Starlink's like on the Switch.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And I want Starlink to do well, but being that it's a games to life sort of thing, I don't know.
Well, see, that's part of the reason why I'm thinking about picking up on the Switch. It's just because there's no way that I'm aware of. Because, like, on the PS4, you've got to have your chip connected to the controller. Now, fuck that off, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on the PS4, I think the ship's, like, connected to your controller.
Ah, and then you're playing. And, yeah, for the Nintendo, it's just a Joy-Con.
Yeah, I think...
whatever they call it.
Yeah, so I think it'll be a little bit easier to play, honestly.
I think people are going to still gravitate towards that game controller anyway, so I don't know who this is actually for, but anyway, it's a thing. It's you know thing. You like it. You know you want it.
Yep.
Let's move on to other cool stuff, which is Microsoft announces Xbox All Access Pass, which is the long-rumored buy now, pay later version of Xbox One X and Xbox One with Game Pass
and Xbox Gold. Live Gold.
Yeah, so and 2 years, you'll have the whole thing paid off, and it's supposed to be a little bit cheaper than
cheaper
retail
overall.
At the moment.
Yep, it is. Yeah, it is
change pretty quickly, I think.
Now, my understanding is it's limited at the moment, and it's America only.
America only going for the next month or two. I suspect that's probably because they've got a price drop coming up. That's why they're only locking it in for the next month or two, and then it'll have to change when they do a price drop. But this is a future. This is a future I don't mind.
I'd rather not rent my technology.
I would rather not rent it either, but for some people out there, money is an issue, and it gets them in for the same price. Like, the fact that it's no interest for 2 years...
It's
pretty sick.
Let's be realistic. We do that with so much technology now anyways.
Yeah, the phone is the biggest example.
Yeah, phones,
if you want a phone, you don't pay out for it.
You know, your internet, fucking, you know. How many rent now, buy later places are there where you can get fridges and TVs and all that? Yeah, it's a way people buy now.
Yeah, and you've got all these Afterpays and ZipPays popping up everywhere as well. Like, that's how I basically got my streaming machine, was through a ZipPay service, which was, you know, get now, pay later. So, I don't know. It seems good. I'd like to see them bring it to Australia, and I'm still not going to get it, but I can see a lot more people getting it that probably wouldn't have had it in the past. So it's smart move on
me. I think it'll be interesting over its inception to see exactly what... how it lands, you know, and how people gravitate towards it. And if overall that price difference is still going to be there in favor of the all access subscription as opposed to not.
This is sort of a test bed for the next generation.
Yeah.
So when they launch the Xbox 5 or 4 or whatever they're going to call it, Xbox 2 or what are we up to? It's the fourth generation, isn't it? Xbox 360, so it'd be the Xbox 4.
Yeah.
Launch at
$499,
or it'll be, you know, $45 a month for the next 2 years. And people go, I don't have $500 American right now. I might just do that option, especially if it's going to be bundled with Game Pass and stuff like that. Because I've got Game Pass now, and I haven't played much in it, but it's good to have. Because I can sit there and look at games like Halo and, well, I never got around to playing that, so I might give that a go now. And there's other big name titles that are in there that aren't Microsoft games now, which is pretty cool. Like, The Division just popped into it just recently as well. A lot of the EA old catalogue stuff's in there, I think. They're backwards compatible now, that's what I'm thinking of. But yeah, there's a lot of, you know, non-Microsoft games in there now, so it's getting a better and better value each month.
Yep, fair enough.
Yeah. So, to no one's surprise, Just Survive version of H1Z1 is no longer available. As of October, so due to lack of people playing it.
Well, I mean, do people still play the Battle Royale part of H1Z1?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's okay. King of the Kills come back pretty hard at the moment because they've made some good updates to it and they've promised some things.
It's not called King of the Kill anymore. It's called Battle Royale.
Is it?
Yep.
I thought they, because they just dropped the H1Z1 from it, didn't they, as well?
No, it's H1Z1 Battle Royale. But yeah, now that Just Survive's going away, they'll probably get rid of H1Z1.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's right, because they dropped H1Z1 from Just Survive. I knew they dropped the name from something.
Yeah, because it was initially...
it was just H1Z1.
Yeah, it was H1Z1, and it had two modes in it. One being Just Survive, the other being the Battle Royale mode that PlayerUnknown developed for them.
Mm-hmm. And then, all of a sudden, that took off, and everyone forgot... Everyone still claims that PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds was the first Battle Royale. I'm like, well, no. H1Z1 was the first big one.
Yeah.
PUBG then took it over, and then Fortnite took it over, and then Battlefield 5 took it over. Oh, no, I don't know. Something will take over from Fortnite. It'll happen.
Blops 4 will do it.
Yeah, 100%. You would think so. Mm. Just by the install base that they get. The problem will be is kids playing it, which is what Fortnite's got so much of an upper hand on at the moment is...
Yeah.
Every 10, 11, 12-year-old in Australia is playing it where they won't be playing COD 4 or COD Black Ops 4.
Taru.
Yeah.
If I had a 10-year-old kid, I wouldn't fucking let them touch Fortnite.
I don't think you get a choice, mate.
No.
Speaking of Fortnite, though. Speaking of Fortnite, though, this is interesting.
Yeah.
They're saying that keyboard and mouse players will soon be match-made with players using the same control scheme. Yeah, so what that means is if you're using the keyboard and mouse on PS4, you will matchmake with PC.
Yes.
Which is interesting.
So all you need to do is get one of those things that makes the device think you're using a controller. And you're sweet.
Yep, yeah. Exactly. Makes no difference.
They are expensive. It's a non-story.
They should have been doing this from the start, to be honest. Should have been. But, yeah... Cool, Fortnite being Fortnite, doing good stuff.
But now you can cross-play promptly with people on PC if you're on console, so...
Yeah, you can. It's an option, isn't it? So, and you play against people on mobile if they choose to do that as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you have to choose to go into that pool. It's not a thing where they can come into you. So if you're playing on mobile, you have to choose to play against other people who aren't on mobile. So I guess that's fair. Bandai Namco announces Bless Unleashed.
Yep, so their first foray into console MMORPGs. So Bandai Namco seem to release some decent games every now and then, so it'll be interesting to see what
they do.
They've
had a good year.
They have. And
the screenshots for this, all four of them that are in this article, make it look cool.
Yeah. I think, you know, that's a fairly big market that they're jumping into now, and it's a bit late.
I don't think it's a very lucrative market, to be honest, anymore.
Not anymore. And again, I think in my head it comes back to the whole issue of, you know, like you've got games like Warframe that are free to play. You know,
yeah,
totally free to play. It's going
to
be
interesting. It's the first market to get oversaturated.
Yeah.
Once Warcraft went off, World of Warcraft went off.
And then everyone tried to make their World of Warcraft killer.
And now we're seeing it again. Oh, then there was the Minecraft took off and everyone tried to do that kind of game. And now Battle Royale's taken off, so everyone's trying to do that type of game.
When single player take off and everyone tries to do that sort of game again. Gosh.
How good that be? who's the devs behind this? It doesn't say in the article, does it?
Don't Round
8 Studio. Oh yeah, Round 8 Studio. Okay, not what I was thinking of. Okay, because there's Housemarque Games is supposed to be announcing their new one. I didn't see anything about it though, and they were touting that they were doing an MMO or gamer service because they can't do the bullet hell type arcade games anymore because there's no market there. So I was waiting to see what they were going to bring out. But anyway, Assassin's Creed skipping 2019 again, which is cool. That's probably the best news of the night, actually, to be honest. I'm happy. I'm almost happier to get into Odyssey now, knowing that there's not another game for release.
Are you going to get into Odyssey, do you think, though?
Not with the time when it's coming out.
Yeah.
But he's got 2 years now to play it.
I've got two years to play it, and I'm not pushed. Like, that's the big thing with Origins. I'm like, I could play it now, but Odyssey's just around the corner.
Yeah.
I'm really not that keen, to be honest. But Odyssey's going to get lost in this fall. I can see that already.
Mm-hmm.
I think they know that, and that's why they're going to give it time to breathe next year, because they've already promised a whole heap of content coming all the way through next year. So as Ubisoft does, they release a game, they don't care how it releases. They don't care what numbers it gets. They just go, we don't care. We're just going to keep on pumping content for this game until you guys decide you want to play it.
Yeah.
They're doing it with the Crew 2 right now. Like, they're pushing that hard. For Honor is
the Crew Who. Ah, got him.
But no, For Honor just broke the concurrent record again for this year of people on Steam. So,
which is weird for Honor if I can do that.
Yeah, but it just shows how their model's working at the moment. Put a game out and just keep on supporting it, and then all of a sudden the community will grow and grow and grow as you make it better and better. It's sad that they release games that aren't ready for release or aren't that good at release, but it's good that they followed up.
So realistically, are we saying that Ubisoft's real plan is, like, if you're thinking to buy a Ubisoft game, buy it a year after release and then you'll have a full game? Is that really what we're kind of saying here? You'll have a good game then?
Not per se.
Not necessarily. It depends.
It means you're going to have a better game in a year.
Yeah, because for all reports, the Crew 2, as far as what it was going for, was probably a fairly not too bad game. For Honor, for what it was going for, besides the server issues, which Ubisoft seems to be getting past these days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was still a solid game, and Rainbow Six Siege was
pretty broken, to be honest.
It was broken. This is back when Vivendi was still trying to take them over. That really kicked them in the ass, I think. That was the biggest thing that kicked them in the ass. And all of a sudden, they release games that aren't broken as much, and then they support the hell out of them. So I think the Division 2 is going to be the outlier, because the Division 2's it's a massive extension of Division 1 in the fact that I think the last 2 years of the Division 1 has been testing stuff for Division 2. And I honestly think a lot of the stuff they've done with Ghost Recon has been testing for Division 2. I think they're focusing really hard on it, and it's going to be their big one. But yeah, look, some of the other games, like For Honor, now's a better time than any to get into it. Rainbow Six, now's a better time than any to get into it. So yeah, the Crew 2 in 2 years' time, in 2020, is probably the best time to get into it. So yeah, for some cases,
true,
Josh.
Yeah. There you go.
That's a topic. That's a discussion. We didn't think we'd go on there, did we?
No, but I definitely need to finish off Origins so that I can get stuck into Odyssey properly. And knowing that
I wish I had your time.
Yeah. But knowing that I've got that extra year now between now and the next Assassin's Creed, it's like, I've got time to finish it off, and when I do get around to Odyssey, there'll be some extra shit there for me.
Yeah.
On top of the game as well, so that's cool.
So other than that, like, there's a whole heap of stuff we missed from Gamescom in there. There's a heap of announcement, heap of dates, heap of new trailers. Gamescom, if you want to know that. Yeah, it was actually really big, considering how it not, like, for actual announcements, it was really good. So the Battlefield 5 new Xbox One X looks, I think, average. I think it just looks the same as a normal Xbox One X with a little bit of tint to it. But I was hoping for something looking different, like the ones that PlayStation have been putting out, like Spider-Man. Looks, you know, when you look at it, that's a special console, the 500 million console sold version as well. You know, that's something unique, where the Xbox One X looks black with a bit of gold. But I don't know. That's just me being cynical, I guess.
The massive thing out of Gamescom was the new NVIDIA card.
Yes.
The RTX series.
How good's that look? And how cheap are they considering?
Yeah. Well, like, it's $1,200 for a Founders Edition Titan. Or TI, sorry.
That's American, so it's, I think it's $1,800 to $1,900 Australian.
That's still pretty cheap.
I know. I considered it. I really, really honestly did. And considering the generational leap, as you kept on saying, that they're showing if I had rays that I need to make, this is the best ray making machine in history, apparently.
Yeah, this machine will do lighting like it's nobody's fucking business.
Mm. And like giga megaflops, man.
No, terrible.
All of them. All of the giga mega teraflops.
The giga mega teraflops.
Can that be the title for the show? Can you write that down right now, Josh?
The giga mega teraflops.
I do love how he stalled there for about what a minute in the presentation, saying the same words over and over again, waiting for the actual video to come in.
But the thing was, like, I was watching that live. I got to a point where I'm like, I just can't stay awake any longer. I have to go to bed. Found out the next morning, if I had waited another 10, 15 minutes, I would have seen the live reveal of the cards. I'm like, oh, fuck you.
No, they look really good. So if you are interested in buying a card, end of September is going to be the time, because either you would think the 1080s are going to drop in price significantly.
Yes.
But from what they're talking about, like... I just bought new monitors for my PC. I didn't say that before, but I couldn't justify going to 4K because you lose so much. And the best monitor you can get for 4K is really not much more than 60 hertz, so 60 frames.
And even then, the best ones for 4K are for designers, not gamers. So
exactly. So they're making these cards would then go, okay, I want a 4K monitor, but without spending an arm and a leg and getting something that's really not made for gaming, it's not really worth it at the moment. So that's why I settled on my 2K monitor with 144 refresh rate. So,
well, if I was to plug, say, the 2080 Ti into my machine on my 2K monitor, that's going to look fucking fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. But it'll only look as good as the monitor. It'll look, that's the problem. I think these cards are now far superior than what panels we've got on the market, and it'll take a while for those panels to catch up and be a fairly substantial price, like a decent price for people to get into it. That's
time to go back to CRT. They were fine.
Oh, we had the triple monitor set up in Discord the other night. Someone took a photo of it. It was the old boxies. It was good. I would love the old... I think I had two CRTs back in the day.
I had... I remember when I first started working in the government, I had a 21-inch CRT monitor.
Wow.
That thing was fucking heavy. And then they were like, no, we're getting rid of the CRTs. You all get a 15-inch LCD. It's like, what? No.
Oh, 15-inch. That's awesome.
It was so good.
It should be. I've gone, for those of you know, I've gone 224s, which are just a little $199 jobs from AOC, but they look smick and they've got almost zero bezel. But I spent the money on the Asus G-Sync 27 inch for the center monitor.
Nice.
So that's what I play my games on. Then I stream the stuff out to a HDMI cable that's not plugged into any monitor as yet. And then that grabs the 1080p version of it, because you can't do Elgato with DisplayPorts, and you can't get 140 frames with this monitor unless you use DisplayPorts. So
yeah,
I sorted it out. That's the main thing. But it's a pretty cool monitor. I'm pretty happy with it.
When I got my 144 hertz monitor, I was very confused at the start, because I'm like, why can't I get the 144 hertz? What's going on?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh shit, I've got to plug in DisplayPort, dickhead. Hope they gave me one, because I don't have any.
Yeah, I couldn't believe how many DisplayPort cables I got with all this stuff. I've got them coming out the wazoo, but I need the 3-meter ones, because I'm getting this whole study set up properly. Like, we're more wall-mounting stuff, and we're going to put storage and stuff in there. It's going to look really sick by the end of it. But
yeah, I'm going
to
have.
I needed 3-meter cables then, because everything's wall-mounted, so I've got to be able to account for that little bit extra distance, and I'm going to be able to pivot the outside monitors to go portrait mode when I need them.
Nice.
And so you need a little bit extra cable for that as well. So.
Yeah. I'll hit you up once I've got my streaming machine, so that you can tell me how to do the output to 1080p into that.
It took me a while of watching the same video three times before I understood what was going on, but I got it working.
Nice.
I didn't know I had it working. I just had to go that extra step.
So you went through steps 1 to 4, but you didn't quite look at step 5 yet, and you're like, I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm like, it doesn't look right. What the hell? Oh, hold on, I've got to press this button here. Oh, it looks perfect. Now, the biggest problem I had was I was trying... For some reason, I understand. I assume it's because of the G-Sync and the output. I couldn't use both display ports on my video card at once. I assume that's a limitation to the graphics card.
Possibly.
Yeah, so when I had the display port plugged in, it wasn't showing a fourth monitor on my NVIDIA control panel. Yep. Once I plugged it into HDMI instead of display port, the fourth monitor came up. Actually, once I plugged one into DVI to HDMI, so the DVI one popped up, then the fourth monitor came up, and then I was fine. That was not the problem. That was the problem I had. So it was the double display port viewing. We've just bored Josh to death. Rip Josh.
Yeah, sorry, I just woke up, guys.
That's okay. Warframe. Let's finish the news there before we die of boredom. We have. So we're going to move on. That you just ruined my perfectly good transition into listener feedback. So let's just do listener feedback. We actually got some. We begged and pleaded because no one knew we were doing a podcast tonight. But we begged and pleaded at the last minute. We got a few questions. So let's start with the lovely Energizer 916. Let me tell you, if you're a Division fan or just a fan of good gaming, go follow this girl on Twitch. She is going to be a big name in Australian streaming very soon. She's just joined the Hardcore Gaming Girls as part of the Division. So congratulations, Energizer. And she just hit 300 or just about to hit 300 followers. She's flying anyway.
Yeah. Somewhere around there.
By the time this goes to air, she'll be on 500, so it's all good. But definitely go give her a follow on Twitch. Check out the Husky family that she's got going over there. It's pretty cool. So the first question she has is sillies a word? Because that's the word I use when I ask the questions, is I want all the sillies. And
yes.
Is it a word, Josh?
Yeah.
Sure.
I did follow up with I don't really care because yeah. I'm saying it anyway.
I think so. I don't know.
And we're spelling it S-I-L-L-I-E-S.
So it's sillies is like many silly people sort of thing.
No. It's not a plural of silly. Not in Australia.
You want to
fight
me on that?
Yeah, well, I do because the plural of silly in Australia is dumb cunts.
I know. Don't tell people the wrong thing. I'm looking it up now in Wikipedia right here. It says sillies. Sillies. Here it is.
Dictionary.
Sillies is a collection of politicians in one place.
Oh, so yeah. The Australian government. Yeah, right. Cool. Yes. All right.
I thought they were the dumb cunts.
if you're from overseas, you've got to come check out our politicians. Oh,
no,
my God.
Please don't.
I'm pretty sure if you're from overseas, if you look at any news article from Australia, you'll be like, hey, that's kind of like our guys.
Jeez. Just remember to service your car once every Australian Prime Minister.
Yeah.
You know, I love how every 2 weeks. We just had our 30th Prime Minister into office, and we actually, for the first 100-odd years of Australian history, we only had about 12, but in the last in the last 5 years, we've had 7. So, yeah it's cool. Let's go.
Anyways. Aren't we going to an election soon? So we're going to have...
8 months. Yeah. We'll have 31.
We'll have another one.
And then they'll get voted out and we'll get number 32 by the end of the year.
Moving on.
The next question from lovely Energizer is, do you take less silly questions? Yes, we do. We take all the questions, to be honest, Energizer. We love all your questions. So definitely get them into socials at ultrasuitmega.com.au is the... email, or just hit us up in Discord or on Twitter at ultrasupermega _ at the end. Did I answer that properly?
I think so.
Okay. Doc Dosheron, is I'm saying it right, is got a next question for us, or Doc as we call him. Any upcoming indie games you guys are looking forward to?
Look,
I'm going to quickly jump into this one because there's one if you haven't seen yet. The Gardens Between is launching in September on the 28th on Switch and PS4, I believe, and PC, maybe. This is, we had these guys on the podcast many, many moons ago, back when they were only just coming out of PAX Oz last year, where they were actually part of the PAX Rising team. So check it out. I'm pretty excited for this, especially on Switch. they actually got a lot of love on Paris Games Week last year for the PlayStation, which I thought it would make it a PlayStation exclusive, but no, it is coming to Switch, so check it out. No narrative. You control the game by pushing time forward and backwards, and that's it. So, problem-solving game. The other one is, I'm still waiting for Damsel to get a release date. I think it's fairly close to getting a release date. They're doing a lot of publicity at the moment, but check out that from Screwtape Studios in Brisbane.
Yes.
So. It's not, it's released on Steam, so, but I'm really just waiting on Sleep Tight to hit my Switch.
Yeah, have you got any news on that? It's no. on Switch overseas, yeah. but it's not in Australia.
Not in Australia. So I'm honestly really waiting.
I check every Friday the store just for that game.
So I'm really waiting on that because I think that's going to be really good.
Yeah,
I've given up checking the store. I'm waiting until someone tells me in the Discord that it's free.
Well, yeah, it's free.
That's free. That it's free. Free to play. No, that it's available. It's been freed to the Australian market for sale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it's been denied classifications because of seeing Nerf kids in guns. Pajamas, maybe?
Yeah, how dare they?
Oh, Nerf guns. Yeah. Nerf guns. You've got to use real guns if you're going to shoot people. Yeah,
exactly. If you're going to shoot monsters.
If you're going to shoot monsters, none of this Nerf shit. Come on, man.
So, question. Has everyone here finished God of War?
Yes.
I haven't, but I know the ending, so it's all fine.
Okay. No problems. This question from Stevie Jar, the lovely Stevie Jar, bought a PS4
not long ago.
First game he played was God of War. He's just finished it, so this may contain spoilers. We will not tell you how long we're going to go for, but just skip forward till we get to the whippy, nippy, gibby, nippy, little titties.
Realistically, question. Realistically, I think the spoilers for God of War have been out there for quite some time now.
I know, but so, I'm just putting that warning out there. Josh, just deal with it.
No,
right?
You can't make me.
Question
you
says,
my real dad.
Well, he doesn't really spoil anything in the question.
No, he doesn't. But I'm just saying that Perko here is going to say some words, and the whole ending is going to be given up.
Am I? Okay. All right.
Yeah. Is it just me or God of War the perfect contender for Parent Simulator 2018? What is the deal with Atreus? I mean, apart from his whole mum dying thing and a dangerous journey to the top of the mountain, the kid is a dick. So.
Well,
that's
I know why he's a dick.
yeah. Like I think it's fair to say that he's a dick. I think that's fair to say, but it suits the storyline that they were going for. You know, like
I still go. We said this on our spoiler cast, and this is a spoiler. That second half of the time when he's climbing that mountain, he's a dick because he is affected by whatever the witch doctor had done to him.
Yeah.
And when he gets kicked to the hell dimension or whatever it is, what's the bloody hell world?
Hell, yeah, hell.
It is just hell. Yeah. Okay, cool. When he gets kicked,
hell.
When he gets kicked to there violently, that you can see he physically knocks himself out of it and doesn't realize what's going on.
Yeah, I can.
Other than that period, I think he's just a kid. To be honest,
I think that's
and
the
kids
thing.
Are dicks.
You know, like I think what they've tried to do is put you in a situation where you've got the, you know, Atreus. Atreus is this kid who didn't really...
Atreus!
Where, you know, Kratos really wasn't the father. You know, he was there, but the way that they just did it is that, you know, his mum really did all the looking after him. So, you know,
he was
this,
a father, but he wasn't the dad.
Yeah. He was, you know, and it's this growing and getting used to each other. And then he finds out he's got this power, effectively. And it just goes through his head. Like
he's the son of a god. I mean, come on.
This is the spoiler, okay? So please don't listen to this part. Can we remember who he actually is at the end of the game?
Yeah.
Doesn't that answer a lot of the questions?
Hey?
What? Yeah,
the fact that he's the god of mischief.
Yeah.
He's a god of being a dick.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it fairly well sums up his personality,
yeah,
to be honest.
That's probably fair.
It answers a lot of questions.
You get to the end, you're like,
Jar.
Ah, yep.
That makes sense now.
I guess we were dancing around that for a little while. Let's move on. Yeah, he's a dick.
I hope that answered your question sufficiently, Stevie, or just made it even more confusing.
So to be honest, Kratos was a bit of a dick too, so it does also make sense in that regard.
Well, true.
Well, yeah, he was that for a whole trilogy, though, to be honest. So, Whippy, Glippy, Clitter, Nippy today asked, thoughts on Emu Paradise closing its doors on... that affects the retro scene.
Did you just say Emu Paradise?
He did say Emu Paradise.
Okay. No, that's fine. It's the paradise where they keep emus.
Yes.
Apparently. Emus are the best kind of paradise, to be honest. There should be more emus in the world. How about you read it, Josho?
Which one? Yeah, righto. So, Whippy Pippy.
I'm trying to get through some of the words in here. Whippy Pippy Glitter
Nippies has asked, our thoughts on Emu Paradise closing its doors and how it's going to affect the retro scene moving forward, given the large majority of the stuff on there, excluding the modern stuff, is unattainable. So basically, Emu Paradise is no longer available. A lot of people, for when they went, you know, obviously, as we all know, you know, about ROMs and stuff like that, Emu Paradise...
This is blowback from Nintendo suing a whole heap of ROM developers.
Yeah.
Also, I'm pretty sure Nintendo... issued them a cease and desist as well. So.
Yes, they did.
Look, I can see what he's saying there. I can see what Whippy's saying there because it is shit. And you know, there's a lot of good stuff that is really difficult for us to get our hands on. Like, there's a lot of good games.
We'll never be able to get our hands on again. That's the biggest problem.
Yeah, you know,
because a lot of this stuff is tied up in license issues that will never be resolved.
Yeah, thinking about, you know, the Mega Man Zero games on the Game Boy Advance. You know.
A lot of it
actually does stem back to those original Game Boys. Mm. I think, you know, your original Pokemons and stuff like, you know, your original Pokemons, your Metroid games, you know, your SNES and your NES games, because they've got some consoles out now that have some of it, but not all of it. And that there's a lot of fan favorites in there. I think it's a loss, but I guess I can understand it because there is, you know, it is.
Who's it hurting?
It's hurting.
Who's it hurting
though?
Yeah,
it's ultimately.
I don't
hurting
see
the gamer.
Why you can't get a ROM of a game if they physically do not sell it or make it available to the public.
ROMs are illegal
for any reason. I know they are,
no matter what.
But
even if you own the game, you still cannot own a have possession of a ROM.
No,
which is kind of stupid because you can.
We're talking about a stupid law.
Yeah,
is what we're talking about. I'm just saying, how are you breaching copyright if there is no game out there? You can't physically. If someone has that game,
because the copyright still exists, it doesn't matter if the game's still there. The copyright still exists.
But who has it? Who's
the original manufacturer and the licensor? So Nintendo owns the copyright for it.
But they're not selling it. They're not making any money off
it
anyway. It
doesn't matter.
No, but
the thing is, they still own the idea. They still own the property, regardless of if they're selling it or not. It's still theirs.
Yeah, it's their IP, so they get to do what they want with it. It is a backwards fucking law because it's dealing with...
That's what I'm saying. I understand the actual law's the law. But if you make it available for us to pay as... Like, if Nintendo 100%. Just went around and said... The problem is they never will. Like, if Nintendo said, we're going to have a ROM service, you pay $9.95 a month, and you can play any game that's ever been on our machine ever... Everyone would be jumping on it no matter what, but the problem is they're going to be selling a random game that, like, what was the example I heard? The home improvement game. So who do they give the money to for that? Like, they're going to go up to Tim Allen and say, hey, dude, this game that apparently had your likeness in it 15 to 25 years ago, you don't even remember making.
He didn't
give you 5 cents in the dollar.
I think
no, not that he made, but he had the license for... That's the thing. He has the license for home improvement, maybe.
No. He won't.
No, he doesn't. That'd be NBC.
And that's where it goes. So, as part of their owning of the licensing and the licensing originally, they would have at some point taken the overall ownership of that game back after a certain amount of time.
Yeah, but I think a lot of these games back then, no one even knows who has the rights from. That's why no one's going to make it. Like, no one's able to sell them because no one knows who to go to.
A really good documentary that I watched that sort of relates to this is the latest one from NoClip on good old games, because they actually go into tracking down the licensees of those old games and how much of a clusterfuck it is
it's
to try and work it out just so that people can then play that game. It's crazy. Yeah.
There should. I just don't understand how it's not. Hey, this game is X amount of years old. Copyright law is now null and void for it because it's over a certain year and age, and this person is like, if that person then decided I'm going to sell this on a store, then hey, cool, no problems. ROM sites, do not put that game up there, otherwise you will be in breach of a law. But if
the people who hold the rights to that game
aren't going to sell it to the public,
understand what you're saying.
Straight for preservation purposes, like, there's games out there that no one will ever be able to enjoy again because they just don't exist. Yeah.
But that's just the way that the law works. That's the way the law works. The law's fucked, mate.
The way the law works is we can change prime ministers once a week if we want to. It's still fucked.
Yeah, I know.
But I think the law it's just trailing at the moment. It's going to get to a point where they will have something like, if it hasn't been on sale for X amount of years, it becomes...
I'm telling you it won't. Freeway. Because
It will become a point where Australians just go, or if the whole world just goes, F you, we're going to have... Like, they'll just do what... Pirate things, like when one website goes down, another one goes up.
But if you have a look at the music scene, if the person that created that music has been dead for X amount of years,
it's free reign.
It becomes fucking something domain.
Public domain.
Are you sure about that? Like, are you really sure?
They've got to be dead for quite some time, but it becomes public domain. That's why, like, classical music, nobody owns that. Everybody can play that. Everybody can sell that. That is public domain music.
Yeah, okay.
Once a movie had been out for 25 years, it was almost fair game as well.
No. So far as I'm aware,
there are limitations on things like that.
In regards to music, so if the artist dies and it goes to a trust, is my understanding of it. That's why... When you look at radio stations still have to pay licensing fees to play all that old music as well, because it's still licensed.
They still have to pay the estate of the musician.
Yeah,
so up until it goes public domain.
I didn't think it did until the estate decided for it to go public domain. I don't think it's an automatic thing, but that's where it's really coming down to it. At what point, if an estate becomes public domain, or anything, an idea that you have, or an estate owns, or a company owns, at what point can somebody else who doesn't own that come in and say that idea is now public? That is not your idea. That's the point of copyright law. So as long as the person who owns the copyright owns the idea, says it's still my idea, I still copyrighted it, then they own it. That's just it.
Yeah.
I've worked out a solution to this. We buy the copyright for all these games and then just go, hey, it's public domain, have fun.
Yeah.
Have fun, get fucked. Yeah. It's only going to take someone rich to do that. Mm-hmm. And
looking at you, Elon Musk.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Come on, Musky. Come on, Musky.
But the one was Happy Birthday. Apparently, only in the last 2 years, you're only allowed to have 8 seconds of the song Happy Birthday in your TV show or movie before you had to start paying copyright fees, and they were astronomical. It was only the last 2 years that became public domain.
Which is crazy.
Mm.
Yeah.
All those times at your birthday parties growing up as a kid, you owe someone money.
Exactly. I just don't understand. If it's not hurting anyone, like Nintendo, hey, went after this whole website. I think Nintendo should be able to go after that website for the games that they sell.
100%.
But unless a company, like, let's go back to the home improvement one, if it's NBC that maybe owns the rights to it, unless they're going to come after that company, they should be able to have that ROM up there.
I'd love to see a situation where someone busts into Tim Allen's office and they're like, people are illegally pirating your home improvement game. He's just like, oh?
I understand what you're saying, but it just doesn't track.
Yeah. I know it doesn't. It's just the way the world should work.
Yeah.
Like, we should have a prime minister for 4 years.
Yeah. I know what you're saying, but...
Even if he dies, he has to be in for 4 years.
Yeah, he's just like that's a skeleton.
Harold Holder.
Weekend at Bernie.
Yeah. So Kiska's just added one in only an hour and a half after the podcast started. Josh, you want to take this one? I guess it's just a follow-up to the same question.
Yeah. So it's just a follow-up and really asking if everything that's happened with the ROM community recently is really just a follow-on from Nintendo's Crusade. You know, and I think we've covered that pretty well. It sucks, and the community is obviously quite heavily affected because, as Wilco said, there's stuff that people are never going to get to play anymore. But sadly, that's the way that it is, and that's the way the lore is. And we may not agree with it, but you know,
yeah,
there's nothing we can do about it.
Drastically changes. That's the way it's going to be.
And if Nintendo didn't go after it, we wouldn't be talking about it. No one else cares. Like, it's not worth the hassle to go after it. That's the thing.
So, Amity Paradise has been around for so long, it's almost like someone at Nintendo was just like, oh, what's this?
Yeah. Oh, just found this. Wait a second. This must be new.
Yeah.
I remember getting stuff off
in their bonnet, and they've ruined the fun for everyone. It's the fun police again, and it's not a good look for Nintendo, to be honest. Like, we talk about PlayStation not being a good look when they don't let other people play with other consoles with Fortnite. It's not a good look for, you know, Microsoft back in the day when they said you have to be online, you're not getting a CD-ROM, everything's digital. This is just not a good look for Nintendo, saying you can't play any games because some of our games are on here, and we're not even selling. We're going to sell to you 55 times anyway.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that it comes down to Nintendo's taking the hit now, looking bad, but they've got something planned for the future that will.
But that's the thing. They can't. They don't own the rights to these games. We just discussed that. They can't sell these games that it's affecting.
They're working on getting those rights or something to do with that. Like, it's not impossible for them to go, hey, we'll give you fucking like $2 million. Give us the rights for that game, and they'll be like, cool, done.
Yeah, and they'd easily sell. They can't do that enough with every single option out there, because, like you said, some of these games, no one knows who's got the rights to them anymore.
It's easy, or it's not easy, but you can track it down. It's all documented in some way.
And we're talking about Nintendo. Like, these games, the majority of these games exist on their console or did exist on their consoles. Yeah. They're going to have a much easier time to track it down than anybody else.
100%.
If someone could find a way to make an emulator legally, I don't care what you got to do.
Yeah.
Well, to create an emulator legally, all you have to be is the company that owns the technology that you're emulating. Done.
So Nintendo could feasibly do that if they wanted.
Nintendo have already done that in their Wii and their Wii U. They had emulated software on there. So it's just a fact of them getting the rights for redistribution back, and they're good to go.
So for the redistribution of the games themselves, they'd have to get the rights for those.
Yes, or have an agreement with the rights holder to do so.
Or 9 times out of 10, they may already have it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's messy and it's terrible. If Nintendo just had kept their nose out of it, everyone would have been happy and no one would have been affected by it. But
Anyway.
I like to think that Nintendo's got something coming down the line somewhere, and they're just getting ready for it now so that they don't have the whole stink that's going to come when this does come out.
And I always like to finish this topic off with, when Australia tells people to stop pirating games, they actually use a pirated song to do that. Oh, sorry, pirated movies. Good on you, Australia. Let's move into what we're looking forward to, guys. Josh Perko Perkins, are you looking forward to anything but Warframe?
Spider-Man. Forza Horizon 4.
I've heard of it.
Still umming and ahhing if I'm going to get the limited edition or not to play it a couple of days early. Probably really depends
I think I've decided not to.
Yeah, I think it depends on where I'm sitting with Spider-Man at the moment.
Yeah. I get it with Game Pass, so I'm not going to give them extra money to play it early.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to. I think I'm going to look at Starlink next month. Not next month, in October. For the Switch, and I'm still tossing up if I'm going to play Forsaken Destiny 2 or not. I don't know.
To be honest. Spider-Man's kind of taking my time at that time of year, and then I'm into, like you said, Forza.
Yeah, and then Red Dead. You know, like, that's,
and then PAX. I mean, Red Dead, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're at. We are coming in.
And then Just Cause 4.
Like, the next 6 months.
And then Division 2.
Yeah, exactly. The next 6 months. And then out of Gamescom, you've got Devil May Cry 5 and something. Oh, yeah. Sekiro Shadows Die Twice coming out in March next year. Now, like, this is the next 6 months.
I'm glad I can't get into those games.
Fucking hell.
See, just out of, like, going back to that, like, Just Cause 4 hits in December. By then, we'll start talking about the Division 2 beta hitting, like, end of December, early January.
Mm-hmm.
For private beta, like, that's going to take us right through to launch. Oh my god, there's no time in life.
No, there's not. Even for someone that doesn't currently have a job, I'm like, fuck, there's too much shit to play.
It's too much. But look, apart from that, I am keen for more Warframe, man. I need to get back into that. I've been missing it. I need to play it.
You don't have to.
No, I do.
He has an addiction. He has to, or he'll die.
Okay.
Yep.
So, Mr. Intern Man, what are you looking forward to doing once you've made Josh O a coffee?
I haven't decided whether I'll do that yet, to be honest.
Okay, that's fair.
I kind of like the name.
Large Mugaccino, two sugars, brother.
So, long black, gotcha. So, I'm definitely keen for Spider-Man, Forza Horizon, Red Dead, all that sort of stuff. It's just... Yeah, again, it's like the whole, when am I going to have time to play all this stuff properly? Don't know.
You'll get there, mate.
I've also got a cruise coming up in 2 weeks, so that's going to be fun.
So just after you get your shiny new PlayStation
4 Pro. Just after you get Spider-Man.
Yeah, just after I get that that PS4 Pro, I'm going to be on a boat.
Ooh, no!
Getting drunk and eating food.
And you come back for Forza Horizon 4.
Is there a TV on the boat? In your room?
Yes, I believe so.
Take the PS4. Is there a
Nintendo Switch going with you?
They've only got one plug, apparently.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Filth.
Can you take a TV with you?
No.
Yeah, just put that in your carry-on. You don't need anything else, brother. Just put that in your luggage.
They've got like a whole list of like stuff that you can and can't take, which is kind of funny. You can take 12 cans of drink per person. As long as it's not alcoholic.
Ah, what?
Yeah.
Well, what's the point of taking cans of drink then?
Well, I got the drinks pass, so I drink for free, so it doesn't matter. And I'm going to make them rue the day they let me buy that drinks pass.
You will rue the day, sir.
The best part is, where are you going to? Are you going to like the Vanuatu and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, doing Numea Vanuatu.
So you'll be able to actually pick up a copy of the PlayStation 4 game Spooderman, and it'll actually be spelled Spooderman.
Yeah. If I find any dodgy fucking electronic games, I will be buying them.
And it'll have a picture of Deadpool on the front too. Yes,
perfect.
Man, but also Superman. You guys are putting way too much stock into me. I'm telling you that right now. I've been there.
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about Vanuatu.
You're still putting too much stock in Vanuatu, too.
I might find, like, some dodgy rip-off store that sells something like that.
It might be a PlayStation 2 version of Destiny 2.
Destiny.
Destiny. On PlayStation 2.
Nice.
Be great.
I still have my PS2. I'll crack it out and see what it's like.
Well, I got... my partner found out that I'm getting this Spider-Man to PlayStation Pro. She's like, are you selling the PS4? I'm like, no, maybe, I don't know. Are you selling the PS3? I'm like, no, that PS3 is one of the day one ones that plays PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, and PlayStation 3 games.
I'm so sad that mine died. I still got it, but it stopped
working. They're worth a lot of money. I'm not selling that.
Yeah. I paid $1,000 for that thing. Jesus Christ.
I didn't. I won mine. I got mine for free. Anyway.
So that doesn't count.
No, it doesn't.
I had mine on fucking lay-by for ages.
Yeah. You could have Xbox accessed it through PlayStation.
Actually, I had it on lay-by for, I think, 2 weeks, and then I got a massive payout from Centrelink for something. I'm like, sweet.
I want a massive payout from Centrelink for something. That'd be sick.
That was fucking years ago. That was when I was coming off fucking New Start from high school. Like fucking whatever they call that shit.
So what are you looking forward to, Wilco?
I don't know, probably not much. Sleep, maybe. Playing games, eventually. Spider-Man, I'm looking forward to. A whole heap of Locked-On stuff we got in the works at the moment, to be honest.
Crazy.
We're getting some good traction over there, and talking to some people who I didn't think I'd ever be able to talk to at the moment to plan some stuff, and we've got some big announcements coming next week as well. Mm-hmm. So we've got a massive little community starting to build up in our Discord at the moment in Ultra Super Mega, and we've got some really big name streamers. Not now, but in the next 6 months, these people will be very big names in the community.
And these are like the grassroots of these new...
Yeah, and you're watching it, like the Bank Girl... Nikki Napalm, Energizer, they've all been part of... I think Nikki's part of HGG now as well.
Yeah, Nikki's in the HGG as well, so...
Yeah, and these girls are going great guns at the moment and just absolutely spitting out numbers that people shouldn't be spitting out at this level. So, yeah, pretty excited to see that stuff grow. But other than gaming-wise, yeah, Spider-Man... that's probably about it. I'm interested to see the reaction of Fear the Wolves that drops sort of now. It's set in the Stalker universe. It's a battle royale though. I'm just interested in seeing that world again.
I actually thought about getting Stalker again.
Yes, it's a good game.
The other week, because I'm like, I remember that being really cool.
Well, what I didn't say I've been playing is Escape from Tarkov, which I'm really enjoying. It reminds me a lot of that Stalker universe because of all the different attachments and stuff and the planning you had to do to go into the world. Like, it gave me big vibes of that. So I'm interested to see how Escape the Wolves goes, but I don't have big hopes for it. But yeah, there's a lot of indie stuff. And PAX, man. PAX is what I'm looking forward to the most right now.
I'm scared of PAX because there's just going to be so much more shit that I see there, and I'll just go,
yeah,
fuck, where am I going to fit that?
Well, the
in?
Big thing is, like, from what we're seeing behind the scenes, we're going to be fucking flat out.
Oh, yeah,
it's just going to be crazy. Like, I think we've had it confirmed. Oh, the Division 2 is playable before PAX in Melbourne, so at an event. So, I'm assuming that means it will be at PAX Oz in a big way, so that's going to be pretty exciting, but
yes.
Yeah, look, other than that, that's about it, I think. So, Josh Perko Perkins, if people wanted to find you besides in a hole in Mackay, where could they, what could they, how could they get in contact with you?
Super Mega Josh on Twitter or the Voice of Reason on the Discord. Haven't been very active because work has been keeping me pretty busy.
Lazy bastard.
So you just said you've been on holidays.
Yeah, but
how could work be busy, well, if you're on holidays?
Shut up. How about them apples? so yeah, give me a shout out and come play some Warframe.
No, I won't.
Just do it.
No one plays Warframe. Dead game, mate. Dead
shut
game.
Shut up.
I hate you.
But besides on the amazing Locked On podcast that we do every second Thursday on my Twitch channel, Wilco Chill Zone, where can people find you yourself?
You can find me at Mr. Buttersocks on Twitter. Hit me up there. I can provide you the 32 different usernames I've got for all the different platforms for gaming.
I'm going to be disappointed if, let's say, we get a chance to make a username for some title and you make it not different. I'll be very disappointed.
I think I'm going to keep them about the same but have like some variants in them.
Yeah, and it's I don't like this whole Buttersocks 1, Buttersocks 2, Buttersocks 3.
It's going to be like Mr. Buttersocks or Buttersocks, but somehow not that.
Well, I guess we get a Bethesda client soon. Maybe you'll be able to have a different name for the Bethesda client.
Perhaps I will.
Sweet.
Other than that, you can find me on the Discord as the intern.
Did you like my little self-plug I got in before I got you to plug? That was great. Yeah. That was really well done. You can find myself at Wilco's Chill Zone and all the places. Like I said, I'm closing in on 500 Twitter followers. It's pretty exciting. That's halfway to 1,000 if I do my maths correctly. I
stalled at about 400.
I remember you're good at math, we used to do... Away. Yeah, we used to, on the PokéCast, we used to have battles of who was going to get to what number first.
And I was winning the entire time.
A long time.
Yeah. And I've stalled at 400. I'm like, oh, well.
Yeah.
The porn bots have stopped following me. That's the problem.
That's the biggest problem. I embrace the porn bots. You push them away.
I did not push them away. Twitter did that.
but yeah, also, we just cracked 200 on Twitch, which is pretty cool. I've got a stream on Thursday night because I've just realized I need to hit $100 in my Twitch to get it out before PAX,
yes,
which we need to pay for McDad's trip. So I need $7 more on my Twitch. If you want to shout 700 bits, go do that. Or 3 subs will get me there as well. So
how about I give you 7 bits and laugh?
That's 7 cents, mate.
Yeah, I know.
That's useless to me. You're useless to me. Anyway. No, we've got, go follow me on Wilco's Chills and all the places. You can also follow us at UltraSuperMega_ on Twitter, UltraSuperMega Games on Facebook, and the website www.ultrasupermega.com.au, which I don't think has any content on it at the moment. Josh, am I wrong?
Yeah, good question. Don't know.
Okay, we'll be talking about that fairly soon, and we'll hopefully have some stuff coming to you in the future. But at the moment, the Discord is where it's at. The Discord community is going sick at the moment. Jump in. We haven't got a fancy little tag to give you. Just go to our website, ultrasupermega.com.au, like I mentioned before. Go to the community tab at the top. It could be social tab at the top. I can never remember. Click on the Discord link there and join us, or just hit one of us up on Twitter. We'll give you a link ASAP, or in my Twitch channel. I'm giving it out all the time. But
it is the community tab.
It is the community tab. Sweet. So yeah, go there, join us, have fun, have chats. The community is growing and it is so good. If you ever want a place where you don't feel left out, where you don't feel excluded, join us, because it is good fun. It's always something happening. So until next week, thank you, boys, for joining me tonight.
No, thank you, sir.
No problems. I'm about to pass out because of tiredness, but that's okay. We'll be back. What's the odds we'll be back next week? Seriously.
Pretty high.
Pretty high?
Yep. Slim to none.
Slim to none. I think Butters is closer to the point there, but we could be back next week, maybe.
We will be back next week.
Catch you then.
I'm telling you that.
Hopefully.
Now.
Okay.
Okay.
The
voice of reason has spoken.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, thank you all for watching. No, you don't watch this. Oh, I'm not even going to touch that topic. Thank you all for listening, and catch you all soon.
See you guys.
Goodbye. Okay,